Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Winter's coming, so some of you girlies are going to have real bad static in your hair.
Real bad, like. And we get complaints of this a lot at the salon. Of, I have so much static in my hair, what do I do? It's usually an issue of current heaters kick on and stuff. They're going to dry your hair out. What you need to be doing is using something that's going to continuously moisturize your hair. Add in an oil, a leave-in conditioner.
Deep condition it. Couple times a week, yeah. If you have that problem,
there's even like spray conditioner, like dry conditioner now. When your hair gets dry, it's gonna make static, so moisturize it.
You really can just rub a dryer sheet on your head,
yeah. That works. You don't have to go through all the faff of putting it on a brush or anything, you just rub it on your head,
just
hand down it on,
hand to head. But especially if you wear, like, hats or scarves, because scarves being right there around your neck.
Anything that makes friction.
Another thing, light coat of hairspray, combing it down some. I'm motioning this like everyone
She's
can see me right now.
If you got static, rub a dryer sheet or put some oil in your hair, man. It'll help. Or I don't know about you, like, oil even helps. You know, you're wearing your coat with a collar and your hair's down, and it's just going to, like, get naughty up under there. You can just put a little bit of oil on there before you comb it back out. That'll help.
I can't wear shirts with hoods or like hoodies. If you notice, I very rarely ever have them because right here, I already have so much hair. It just bunches it up right here and it really will like tangle this hair down here.
Yeah, anytime I have a hoodie on, I just like split my hair down the back like it's pigtails and just pull it forward on either side. But it's always going to go back a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's always going to get naughty up under there. If you have any kind of big collar.
Honestly, if you have any kind of naughty hair, those are all good examples to do. Yeah, oils, man. Moisturize.
Static and knots, one and the same.
Static and knots. We'll end it there. It's cold outside, and Randa is going to tell us a little story to warm us up. Because it's about moonshine.
Oh, yeah. Moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Today we're going to talk about Mahalia Big Haley Mullins. The catchable but unfetchable moonshine queen.
I love that nickname. Moonshine Queen in itself, but that just like raises the bar.
It's one hell of a tale though.
Oh, I can't wait.
And this is all true.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, this is all true. There's a little, so this, we're going all the way back to the early 1800s. So record keeping, especially in the Appalachians in the 1800s,
right,
was not a whole lot. And it's even worse because as we'll see, they live very remotely. Some of it's hard to pin down actual names and dates.
Some of that is literally like the only record is what's written in the family Bible at that point.
100%. Haley was born in 1824 near Sneedville, Tennessee. She is of Melungeon descent, which we know about the Melungeons in the area. Very mysterious race of people. Dark skin, light eyed. Very much exotic, quote-unquote, looking. They typically had darker curly hair, and many people thought that they were Portuguese mixed with natives and a little bit of white thrown in there. But DNA tests have been done on Melungeons, and they don't trace back to anything.
That's so crazy to me.
Like, their own race of people. So I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, Haley lived on top of Newman's Ridge on a 3-mile swatch of land that ran along the mountainside. And her family developed this land and lived on it up there at the top of the mountain. And in her teens, she reportedly reached 300 pounds of muscle. At 17, she enters a men's boxing competition that's part of like this political campaign that's rolling through town and proceeds to win. I love it. Beating the men at one-on-one combat, and then she starts fighting them two at a time. So she already got quite the reputation around town, okay? R. Haley is a badass, okay? And so she marries a man named Johnny Mullins. Everybody swears Johnny's about 100 pounds soaking wet. Somebody done wrung that man out to dry. And everybody kind of is like, oh, that's a little bit of an odd couple there, you know? But apparently Johnny loved him some big Haley, okay? He was into it. And Haley would spend the next 19 years pregnant.
Bless her soul. She had to be a strong woman.
Yeah, she birthed all her kids on top of Newman's Ridge. They had anywhere in the reports 10 to 18 children. 18 being the actual number that is most commonly reported. And Haley's size grew with every pregnancy. They got a lot of mouths to feed up there on Newman's Ridge, right? And they had some orchards. They grew apples and they grew peaches. There ain't nary a road to Newman's Ridge. You have to rock climb to get to it. They start to think, well, we could sell the apples and we could sell the peaches. But how the hell are we going to get them up and down? And then the nearest railroad, once you get them down off the mountain, is 16 miles away. And so they start to get the idea of, well, what if we start making some moonshine and some peach brandy and we'll just lower that down the mountain and then we'll sell it right there on the bottom of the mountain. People will come see us. We can sell them some moonshine, make our money, and we can just brew it right here out on top of the mountain. And so they did. So, of course, her sons running this shine end up being some pretty rough and rowdy drunks.
Yeah, yeah. In what story about moonshine have we told that they aren't rough and rowdy drunks?
This fate is not kind to her boys at all. One son dies in a brawl where he goes to shoot the guy he's fighting, the gun misfires. While he's trying to reload it, another guy comes and slits his throat.
Oh.
Then the whole posse throws his body down the well.
Oh.
Another son dies in a shootout with the sheriff of Sneedville. Another son somehow finds his way to Texas and is lynched while there. So he gone. Two sons are injured in a shootout with some Confederate soldiers where one son gets his finger shot off and then the other son is shot in the leg. As far as I know, they lived. The youngest Mullen reportedly gets in a tussle with one of his cousins who he hits so hard in the head that the boy's eyes pop out. The cousin picks up a gun and shoots the Mullins boy
with his eyes out.
Well, he only has one eye.
Oh, okay.
One eye hanging out.
But still,
we're fraught with peril.
Yeah. Sounds like the cousins are even badasses.
Well, and we don't hear much about daughters. So I don't know if they're getting them off the mountain as quick as they can. I don't know what's going on there. Now, by the time Johnny, her husband, dies, Haley can't get out of bed. She's too big. When her boys and her husband die, she has them buried in the yard so she can be wheeled to the window to watch them be buried, to attend the funeral.
Okay.
But the moonshine business is still booming. Now, through all this, when her husband dies, she's got boys that are vacating, she starts to take on more of a role of, you know, y'all gonna have to come up here and get this. She keeps a cask of whiskey, moonshine, brandy, whatever she got brewing in, by her bed with a little faucet on it. And for 50 cents, She'll pull you a draw right there. Through all this and her boy's reputation in town, the law gets wind of their little shine operation. And so they decide they're going to pay him a visit. And when they do, they quickly realize they ain't no road up there. And so they rock climb all the way up to Newman's Ridge, go into the cabin, find Haley, and she's like, yep, take me away.
Yeah, get me.
I wish you would.
You caught me.
And then they find out she can't fit through the front door. How they gonna get her off the mountain? She has stumped them real good. Because what are they gonna do about it? What are they gonna do about it? So then, after they figure that out, they'll go up there and they'll tear down the steel and everything. The family just build it back as soon as they left.
Like, we can see y'all coming.
Yeah, I see you. Of course, arrest warrant after arrest warrant after arrest warrant is issued, and they keep coming back empty-handed. And so this one judge is like, I can't figure out why y'all can't get this woman in. Well, he sends his best deputy. Says, go get her. Don't come back empty-handed. He goes up. Same song and dance. He goes up there and he says, well, are you making moonshine? She says, yep, I'm guilty. Come get me. And he says, what? I can't. And he goes back down. And the judge is furious. And he's like, why the hell didn't you bring her back? And he said, well, judge, she is catchable. But she ain't fetchable. And so she was never prosecuted because they could never get her down off the mountain. And she kept selling moonshine up until the day she died. She died at the age of 74 in her bed in September of 1898. Now, there was rumors at the time that she was poisoned by competition, but we now know that she died of elephantism, which is why she continued to grow.
Okay, and that's why each pregnancy would trigger it even more.
Exactly. And so really, it's kind of sad when you think about it that she was probably in excruciating pain most of her life. Now, they got to get her out of the cabin.
Oh, yeah. That's, no pun intended, a really big problem. Like, what do you...
Can't get her out the front door.
You'd have to take the cabin apart.
They take the chimney off and bring her out that way and then build the chimney back. And she was actually buried. Instead of a bed, they made a frame out of... Instead of a casket, they made a frame out of her bed and just enclosed her in her bed and buried her in the yard.
Which is what she probably would have wanted.
Yeah, with her husband and her son. Now, the cabin was brought down off Newman Bridge in 2000 and rebuilt in Vardy Valley, Tennessee. And it's open to the public. You can go tour it.
Okay.
There are still no roads to the top of Newman's Ridge. As far as we know, there's still apple and peach trees up there. So that is the story of Mahalia, Big Haley Mullins.
I love her. And you know, maybe the pain she was in is why she got into moonshine.
Who knows? I mean, hell, I'd probably have a cast by my bed. I want to go see her cabin.
Yeah.
You can see pictures of it online. I think she's at peace.
I do too.
And I think she's very, I don't think she's met. I think she was probably felt very trapped in that cabin, so she's probably glad it's gone, so she can just walk around out there in her apple and her peach trees.
I love that. Well, that was a sweet. That was kind of a spooky and a true crime.
It's a little spooky. Time. It's a little true crimey, I just thought that was. She was like, "Come get me, boys.
Come get me.
I wish you would. Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all."